South Churton Street is Hillsborough's primary north-south corridor, acting as a gateway into town and connecting its neighborhoods to the commercial district. The three-mile road stretches from Interstate 40 to the Eno River, and more than 22,000 vehicles travel it daily. The state-funded redesign seeks to widen South Churton Street in order to relieve traffic congestion and provide north-south pedestrian and bicycle connectivity. The road currently has a crash rate of 1.3 times higher than a similar North Carolina road and offers no amenities for pedestrians and cyclists. During the June 10th Board of Commissioners meeting, Hillsborough Project Manager Mike Rukowski said that can be frustrating for the town.
It's like the front porch of your house. It's got to be beautiful and it's got to be inviting. And it's got to be safe. And that was really our premise as we walked through this.
The North Carolina Department of Transportation began developing ideas for the state-funded project in 2019, and over the past year, Hillsborough's project management team regularly collected feedback from stakeholders and community members to create the proposed concept design. The endorsed plan will be shared with NCDOT in hopes of informing the design and engineering phase. One aspect of the design focused on maintaining traffic flow and regulating driver speeds by redesigning existing intersections, three of which would be converted into dual and single-lane roundabouts. Rukowski said the roundabouts would prompt drivers to slow down before entering intersections and reduce traffic congestion that's caused by waiting for a green light. Right now, 50% of all crashes along South Churton are rear-end, slowing or stopping crashes.
I'd rather be going, moving slow, than stop and go, stop and go, stop and go, which is happening today.
The new design seeks to add traffic signals and high-visibility pedestrian crosswalks to existing intersections along the corridor. The marked countdown crosswalks would allow any person not traveling by car to access a safe, high-quality intersection within 90 seconds, while also making pedestrians more visible to drivers. The design includes adding several cross-sections with planted center medians along Mayo Street. Accompanied by small trees and plants, Rukowski said the curbed medians could act as an attractive town feature while also making streets safer for crossing pedestrians and through traffic.
If it's flat and straight and concrete, people are going to fly through there. But if there's some kind of verticality, both in the middle and on the side, then we create that sense of enclosure and people have a tendency to put two hands on the wheel and put down the phone.
Feedback from community input sessions centered around pedestrian safety, as 91% of those surveyed said they felt unsafe walking along the corridor. The proposed design would include a sidewalk along the entire road, as well as a wider, shared-use path from Mayo Street to I-40. The design also features street trees, benches, and bike racks to separate pedestrians from traffic and create a walkable amenity for the town. Repeated praises for the project centered around its ability to include pedestrians and bikes in a safe way, making it possible to travel the road by way of something other than a vehicle. Hillsborough Mayor Mark Bell applauded the team's ability to balance multiple modes of transportation in a design that the community helped shape.
I took part in one of the listening sessions as well, and I saw how you were engaging the public in gathering feedback and writing down what people were saying. So I think you have led a very good effort to get all the best thinking from our citizens.
For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Emma Cook.